Kevin Myatt has stopped by in the studio this morning, and hello, Kevin.
Hey, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. You're a busy fella.
Oh, yeah. Lots of going on downtown.
Yes, a lot happening in the city of Glasgow, especially tomorrow, right?
Right, absolutely.
and actually today, they're getting ready for it, right? All those last-minute touches before tomorrow gets here.
Yep, they're all screwing in the lights that need to be replaced. They're all putting up the Christmas tree, so everything's moving right along.
Sounds good. We've got a big day tomorrow. It starts in the morning with a lot of folks coming out to run.
That's right. Glasgow Parks and Rec is putting on the annual Turkey Trot. It's a 1 mile, a 5K. There's plenty going on there. You can get going early.
That's been a big fixture for Glasgow for a long time. Turkey Trot dates back a while.
Right.
A lot of folks enjoy coming out and getting together. So that's going to be a good run. There are three different races, I think. And
that's
the first
correct.
One starts at 7:15.
Yes, sir.
And most people are already registered. But can they come out and register on site?
Yeah, they should be able to come out and register that morning as well. Just need to get there. Plenty of time to give yourself enough opportunity to sign up everything you've got to do.
Well, get ready to run tomorrow, folks.
Absolutely.
All
right. Everything's looking like, I'm not a meteorologist. I don't even play one on TV. Everything looks like it's going to be good for Saturday as far as rain.
Exactly, because today you look at it and think, oh, my goodness, what will tomorrow look like? But hopefully it's going to be the brunt of everything will be out of here before sunrise.
Right.
Let's hope.
Let's hope so.
And it should be in pretty good shape. And then the fun doesn't stop after the Turkey Trot. 12 noon, something else is going on.
That is correct. YMCA has really stepped up this year and put together a vendor extravaganza here. They're going to have several booths there, crafts. There'll be a couple of food trucks around, in addition to our already vendors that are set up around the city as well. Our existing businesses will be open too. That starts at 12 and it'll go till 4 o'clock. And then we've got one more thing coming up that night, but the YMCA vendors, it's the Light Up, Lift Up vendor.
And that'll be a good thing. Just enjoy activity on the downtown square. It's nice
to
see that.
Yeah, it'll be a fantastic day. There's going to be so much going on, and then we're going to cap it off with that evening with the light up.
Yeah, the light up event will be that evening, 4 to 6 p.m., right?
That's correct, yes.
And we're going to be Christmas caroling.
Oh, yes.
The Scotty Singers from Glasgow High and then the choir from Barron County High School will be out and helping us all tune up for the holidays.
Right. So there's a couple of things that's gonna take place. So the light up event will technically start at 5. However, Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus will be at the gazebo at 4, from 4 to 6. And for the first 150 families that come, a special keepsake ornament will be handed out.
Nice.
And we're kind of honoring the theme of the parade with the neon Christmas. The ornaments may have a little bit of a neon shine to them. There may be a few other things that are handed out as well. So you want to get there early. First 150 families, one per family, will be handed out for them to put on their Christmas tree. It's become an annual thing. We've had that over the last couple of years, and it's really taken off. As you said, both choirs from both schools will be here. Their kids look forward to it because it's like being in a movie, you know, once it gets lit up, and they do a fantastic job. They're so great. If you've never really done it or been around it, I would highly advise you to come. They sing for about 15, 20 minutes, and then the light-up event takes place right after they get done, and they'll start singing about 5.
And it's always really cool to see the lights go on and hear all the oohs and the ahs, not just from the little ones, but a lot of the older ones, too.
Oh, yeah.
So
there's a little magic in those twinkling lights.
It is. And gets us excited. Hard to believe the Christmas parade's only 2 weeks from tomorrow, right?
You're exactly right. It flies by,
sure. It does indeed. But we're going to kick things off this weekend, and already, even with cloudy skies and rain, it looks nice to see the Christmas decorations out.
Yeah.
And we're going to scoot this rain on out. Tomorrow's going to be a good day for the light up.
I would really like to commend Public Works, the rec department, for putting up everything around the square. They do a tremendous job. If you're out and about and you see those guys and gals working, just stop by, tell them thank you. They do a great, tremendous job.
Well, that's good. Kevin Myatt, we're looking forward to tomorrow.
Absolutely, we are too.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, no problem.